Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Pei Dalet. Gmavir continues to look for Makur. How do we know the Ayin Tachasayin in the Pasuk is not literal, rather it means Momin? And Gmar brings from Rav Shimon ben Yochai, he says that it has to be Momin, because if it means literal, Haresha Yosuma Vesime Kitea Vikita Chiger Vechiger, what are you going to say if a person is already blind and he blinds someone else? How are you going to be able to punish him? Hechani b'kayim z'ayin tachasayin. V'atayir omer mishpat echad yilachem, mishpat hashav l'kulchem. The oynish has to be identical for everyone. Therefore, we can't say that b'derech klal ayin tachasayin does mean ayin mamish. But in this case, where the chayv was already blind, then he'll pay money. That's not mishpat hashav l'kulchem. And this gemara continues and asks, "My kusha dum hechad efsher efsher." Hechad leafsher leafsher upatrinan lei diilak teimahachi treifash hargas ashali mayavdinan lei alahechad efsher efsher hechad leafsher leafsher. Gemara proves the same way if a treifa kills a person, so you cannot give the punishment of miso to the treifa. It's still hechad efsher efsher. If an adam shalom kills a person, we do give him a chi of miso, even though it will turn out that not everyone has the same din. So too in this case as well, if the one who is chayva b'chaveri is a sumo. Or patron, because it's not efshar, it's not possible to give him the einish of vayin tachasayin. But for anyone else, a person who does see, for him we will give the punishment of vayin tachasayin, which would mean ayin mamish. And Rashi over explains, what is the pshat, why treifa shaharag, we cannot be mechayiv in misa? So Rashi says, because it's an edus shiata yochel la hazima. If two edim come to bezin and are made on a person who's a treifa that he killed, so we cannot accept this edus, since if the edim are found to be edim zayimim, we're not going to be able to give them the punishment of Misa, since they could claim that the person that we wanted to give the chi of a Misa to was already a Gavr Katila. He was a treifa who would have died anyhow. But to give us, the Edom Zayim, a chi of Misa, that's more than what we're trying to do. We're trying to kill a person who would have died anyhow. Now you're going to kill us, the Edom Zayim, who would have continued to live. And since the din is that they cannot possibly become Edom Zayim, so then already we cannot accept their Edus in the first place. That's the din of Edus Shiat Yachal Azima, an Edus which cannot possibly lead to a future Azoma, cannot be accepted at all. Now, Craig over here in the Gilyan Ashasi asks Akasha and Rashi, what is the Gemara proving from this case of Treifa Shaharag? According to the way Rashi explains, the reason why Treifa Shaharag we cannot give him the Chiva Miso is not because he doesn't deserve that punishment or because he deserves a different punishment. The Pshat is because there's never Edus in the first place that he actually killed. Since we cannot accept the Edus of these Edim because they're Edim Shiat Yachal Azima, so we don't really know that this Treifa really killed. If why would it be a problem of Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem? The whole Yisrael of Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem is, if we know that two people did the same Avera, and they're getting two different punishments, that's a problem. Here, by a Treifa Shaharag, the reason why we cannot give him the same punishment as a Shalim Shaharag is not because he deserves a different punishment, rather because we don't really know that he did that Avera B'chal. Why would this be a problem of Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem? This is Gregor's Kasha and Rashi, and the Gilyan Ashasi leaves off B'tzarachin. However, if we take a look in the Chiddush of Gregor, he's Marich over there, and he says that Lule Devi Rashi, you could have explained the Gemara differently. You could explain that the Gemara means in a case where Bezin knows that a treifa killed, not through Edim. Through Edim would be impossible to know because we can never accept their Edus. It's Edus Shiata Yachal Azima. But if the treifa killed someone in front of Bezin, so in that case Bezin definitely knows that he killed, still the din would be that Bezin cannot give the treifa the Chiv of Misa. And that is because since he himself is already Gavra Katila, and the pasuk which describes the chiv misa of a ritzeach, the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh, he's not considered a nefesh. A person who would have died anyhow is not included in this pasuk. Here the Torah never said that he has a chiv of misa. And this is what the Gemara would mean to say, that the same way by ritzicha, there's a difference between a shalim and a treifa. By a treifa, even in the case where Bezin know for sure that he killed, still the Torah never gave him the punishment of misa. Yet still we don't say that Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem should tell us that a shalim also does not get the punishment of misa. Rather, we say, Hechad Efsher Efsher, Hechad Le Efsher Le Efsher, Upatrinan Le. So, too, as far as the Pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin, maybe really means Ayin Mamish. And in the Chanami, if the Chayvel was a Sumo, he will not be able to get this punishment, but that would not be a reason why no one else should get it as well. Now, the Kraker then continues and he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Chesom and Aleph, which speaks about this din. The Gemara over there says, Amar Rava, Hayer Ges HaTrefa Potter, the Trefa Shaharag Bifnei Bezdin Chayiv, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Potter. The Gemara explains, why is it that b'fnei bezin is chayiv? The k'siv u'biyar tohara mikirbecha. Shalai b'fnei bezin yipadu, the Gemara says, the havle edus shiat yachal hazimo, v'chal edus shiat yachal hazimo, lo yishmei edus. So one of the Rebbe Kreger says, the Gemara does actually say that Trefus Horeg is Chayiv Misa if he kills in front of Beis Din. However, the Gemara says clearly that it's not because of the regular Einish that a Ritzayach gets, rather it's because of a different pasuk of Ubiyarta Harami Kerbecha. That pasuk is actually not talking about a Ritzayach Bechlal, it's talking about a Navi Sheker. Rakapam, the Gemara understands that this pasuk is telling us that Beis Din is Mitzuveh to eradicate all different types of Ra, in this case also where we know that the person killed, so even though he's a Trefa, we cannot give him the regular Einish of a Ritzayach, still Beis Din will kill him based on this pasuk of Ubiyarta Harami Kerbecha. And Reb Krager explains why is it that we don't give him the regular onyesh of nefesh tachas nefesh. The pshat is Reb Krager says that since he's not considered a nefesh, one who is a treif is not considered to have a complete nefesh, therefore he's not included in this pasuk which gives the onyesh to a ritzeach, the onyesh of misa. Reb Krager says from here you see like we're explaining that the reason why when a treif kills his potter is not only because it's neidus yat yochel azima, as the Gemara over there says clearly this case is talking about even where he killed in front of Beis Din. In the case where he killed Shleim Fnei Beis Din, that the Gemara says that he would not be Mechuyiv Misa Bechlal, where he killed in front of Beis Din, also the Gemara says he's Mechuyiv Misa, but not for the reason of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, rather for a different reason of Ubiyata Rami Kirbecha. And McVeigh adds, why does the Gemara have to give the reason that when he kills Shleim Fnei Beis Din, it's an Eidus Yatu Yachal Azima, Lacher, that's not Negea? Either way, even if we would be able to accept the Eidus, we would not be able to kill him, because it's not included in the Pasuk of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So McVeigh explains that the Gemara really only needs that Svar to tell us, why don't we kill Mikayach this pasuk of Ubiyata Harami Kerbecha? Now the Gemara is saying that if it was not done in front of Beis Din, the only way Beis Din knows that he kills is based on the Eidus. And the Eidus we cannot accept because it's Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima, so we cannot even kill Mikayach this pasuk of Ubiyata Harami Kerbecha, therefore he'll be totally potter. Now Kapan Rekhagar says from here you see, like we're explaining over here in our Gemara, that Shefa Shaharag is potter because it's not included in the pasuk of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. According to this Mahach, the kash that we asked in Rashi's Pshat would not be difficult. What the Gemara means to say over here is that even in the case where Beis Din knows that the Trefa killed, still we're not going to give him the Einish of Misa, and we don't say this is a problem of Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem, rather we say Hechad Efshar Efshar, Hechad Le Efshar, Patrinon Le. Now in the Sefer Beis Aaron, he brings this Kasha of Reb Krager and Rashi, and he says, Akarach, we have to answer Badas Rashi, that which the Gemara is proving that it's not a problem of Mishpat Echad Hashav L'Kulchem, in the case where Trefa killed, does not mean that in this case where two Edom come to Beis Din and are made that a Trefa killed, that should be your problem of Mishpat Hashava L'Kolchem. As I'm sure, like Reb Krager says, in this case, since we cannot accept the Edus Bechlal, so we don't really know that the Trefa killed, rather what Rashi means to say is that there will be times that there are Reitzchem who are Trefais, that although they actually killed, we will not be able to bring them to punishment because we'll never be able to say Edus on them. So L'maisa in the Klal, if we look at the general rule, there are some Reitzchem who can be brought to din and get punished if there's proper Eidus. And there are those Reitzchem, those who are Trefais, who can never possibly get the Einish of Misa, because we can never say Eidus on them. That should be a problem of Mishmer Echad Hashav L'Kolchem. From here the Gemara proves that that's not a problem. If we say Hechad Efshar Efshar, Hechad Le'efshar Le'efshar, that's not a problem of Mishmer Echad Hashav L'Kolchem. So in other words, we're not bringing a Raya from individual cases where Eidim were made that a Trefa killed, and they will bring a Raya from the general rule that there will be definitely sometimes that there are Trefis who kill, yet there's no possibility of ever bringing them to din and punishing them. From here the Gemara proves that this is not a problem of Mishmar Echad Hashava L'Kolchem. Now with Asher McVeigar, apparently McVeigar did not want to understand Rashi like this, because if we look at the general Klal, and we don't have to prove this from Trefis, we could prove this from many Reitzchem who kill without Edim, and they're not brought to din, that obviously doesn't bother us. Here what the Gemara is trying to prove is that even though there are two people, and we know for sure that they're both Reitzchem, we have no suffix, they definitely did kill, yet still, since the fact is that one is a Trefa and one is a Sholim, only the Sholim will get the punishment and not the Trefa, here the Gemara was bothered, this should be a problem of Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem, and from here the Gemara proves that if you say Hechad Efshar Efshar, Hechad Le'efshar Le'efshar, it's not a problem. And therefore, Craig learned that the Pshat is now Derech Rashi, rather, since the Pasuk says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, it's only Shach to give this Einish to a Sholim and not to a Trefa. Therefore, even if he kills in front of Beis Din, Beis Din knows that he's mechuyif in the einish, they cannot possibly give it because he has no nefesh. The only reason though he will get killed is for a different reason, Ubiyata Rami Kirbecha. From here the Gemara proves that you don't say this is a problem of Mishberecha Rashav L'Kolchem. Now, based on this Pshat of Reb Krager in our Sugya, which is not like Rashi, Reb Ochanan in the Kibbutz Shurim Chelik Beis, Simon Lamites, he uses this to answer a difficult Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Yud, Hilchas Niski Momin, Halacha Zayin. Now I'm talking about a case where a shor, which is a treifa, killed a person. This is machlekes in Sanhedrin that find chas umeralf between Rava and Ravashi, and the Rambam passing like the shita of Ravashi. Ravashi holds that a shor, which is a treifa, which kills a person, the shor is not mechuyev skila. Since the pasuk says Asher Yisak of a gam ba'ol of Yumos, we compare the chiv misa on the shor to the chiv misa on the bailim. The same way Rav Ashi says, if the bailim was a treifin, he would kill, he would be potter. So too, if the shor is a treifin and it kills, also the shor is potter from skila. Now the Rambam, as we said, he paskins like the shita of Rav Ashi in Perek Yud Hilchos Niskei Momon Halacha Zayin. He puts this din together with another din. One over there in Sanhedrin 9 Ches also talks about a case where the Baal Ashur is a treifa. Gemara says there also the din is that the Ashur is potter from Skila, since the pasuk says Ashur Yisak of a Gamba all of Yumos, and since it's not Shaykh Achiv Misa on the Bailim, in that case also the Ashur is potter from Skila. Hakapon Ram brings both of these cases together, the case for the Baal Ashur is a treifa, and the case for the Ashur itself is a treifa. He says the reason why the Baal, if he's a treifa, it's not Shaykh Achiv Misa on him. Ram says because Kemeisim Chashuvim, he's already considered to be dead. Vein tricha misa. Therefore, in this case, the shor is parted from skila. In other words, what Ram is saying is that in the case where the shor is a treifa, so since we compare the misa of the chiv misa of the shor to the chiv misa of the bailim, so we say that had the bailim been the one to kill, he would not have been mechiv misa if he was a treifa. Now that the shor killed, the shor is also not mechiv misa since the shor is a treifa. And Ram says, why would it be that if the bailim was a treifa and he kills, he doesn't have a chiv misa? Ram says because Kemeis Chashiv is already considered dead, therefore he doesn't deserve the punishment of Misa. And Rav Chanan says, this is connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why Treifa kills, the reason why he's punished from Misa is because it's Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima. It cannot be Makabal Eidus on the Treifa. And Rav Chanan explains that the Ram saw this in Ersugya as a Kreger proof from Ersugya that there must be another reason why when a Treifa kills, we don't give him a Chiv Misa besides Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima. If the only reason why is because Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima, and Akuma wouldn't have a taina, as McGregor explained, because we don't really know that this treifa ever killed. Akuma, there must be another svar, which McGregor says it's because the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh did not apply to a treifa. And therefore the Rambam brought this svar as well. This is what the Rambam means to say. That if the Baal Ashar would have been a treifa, he would not have been a mechuyev misa. Therefore we compare the shar to the Baal Ashar, and the shar also doesn't get a chiv of skila when the shar is a treifa. And Rav Chanan explains, because here, if the only svar was Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima, then that would not be reason to pater the shar. And the pshat is, because Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima doesn't mean to say that he's not really mechuyev misa, it just means that we cannot be mekabel Eidus, and therefore there's no way we can know that he really did the Ritzicha, that's why we cannot punish him. If this was the pshat, and even if that would be true by the Baal Ashar, we would not be able to say that it applies for the shar as well. Since the shar, we are able to mekabel Eidus on the shar, and that would be Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima, if the Edom who are made that this shar killed, that they turned out to be Edom Zaymim, so we'll be able to give them the punishment. We would make them pay to the Baal Ashar the value of the Shar which they tried to be mafsid by giving the Shar skila. It is the Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima. And here we would not say that the Shar is hukash to the Baal Ashar, because Be'etzim the Baal Ashar can really get a chiv of Misa, even if he is a treifa. It's only that it's not Shaykh to Mekabal Eidus on him. But in the Shar where we can be Mekabal Eidus, because as far as that's concerned, it is the Eidus Shiyati Yachal Azima, therefore we would be able to give a chiv of skila to the Shar. For this reason, the Ram had to bring the other reason that Nefesh Tachas Nefesh tells us the Bezin cannot give the Einish of Misa to a Ritzeh who's a Treifa. Now really, we could be Makish the Shar to the Baal Shar and say that the same is true. If the Shar is a Treifa, Bezin cannot be Mechayev this Shar Skila. Now continue on, towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings a case. Hahu Tura de Allah Siyadi de Yenuka, also the Kamei de Rava Omer Luhu, Zilu Shaimua Ka'avda. That Gemara says, "Vamahu the Omer kol nishim ke'eved in goyven oisav bebavel." Any type of hezik which requires us to evaluate the nizik as if he would be sold as an eved, the dayanim bebavel cannot collect that type of nizik. That Gemara says, "Leitzricha di tofas." Any chlam Rava just meant in a case where the nizik already was tofas. In that case, he would have a schus to collect from the mazik. And that's what Rava meant when he said you should go ahead and make a shuma. The Gemara continues, "Rava la taimei." Rava says that Niske Shar Bishar of Niske Shar Ba'adam Gaven Eisav Bebavel. Niske Adam Ba'adam of Niske Adam Bishar, which is this case, this is an example of Niske Adam Bishar, the Shar was Mazik the Adam, Ein Gaven Eisav Bebavel. That type of Nezik we do not collect in Bavel. As the Machaikis Rashi and the Rosh, what does the Gemara mean to say over here, the Itafas? Rashi explains, Hachi Amr Lahu, this is what Rava meant to say, Shaymulei make the Shuma, Vayoyim Eilamachar im Yitvas Mishaloy Yaakvenu. Then already, if today or tomorrow the Nizik comes and grabs something of the Mazik, the Nizik will have a right to keep it. In other words, Rashi is explaining that Rava meant to say that we should make the Shuma now, and I'll be negay if later on the Nizik is taifa something which belongs to the Mazik. The Rosh, however, in Simon Beis, he argues on Rashi. He first quotes the Girsa of the Rif in the Gemara. The Rif was Girsa, Amr Luhu Nafkamina in the Itafas. The one answered back,
And when Rava said you should go make the Shuma, the Nafkamin is the Itafas, and he says according to the Gius of the Rif, it would be mashmah that Rava told him to make the Shuma right away, and the Nafkamin of this Shuma is, in the future, if the Nizik is Typhus, he'll be able to keep what he grabs. And the Rosh says, V'loi Nehira, the Ein Shaman Klal Ligvoi Sanezik, El Im Tafas Nizik Shaman. The Rosh says, this is not the Pshat, rather what Rava meant to say is, not that you make the Shuma now, rather if the Nizik eventually will be Typhus, at that moment, then already you'll make the Shuma. And the Rosh brings a different Girs in the Gemara, which was Geris, Amr Lahu, Loi Im Tafas. And the Rosh explains that according to that Girsa, the Gemara means to say that Rava never told him to make the Shuma now, rather what Rava meant to say is that if in the future the Nizik will be Typhus, then at that moment we'll make the Shuma. Now the Rosh is marach more about the sinyan in the first parak. The Rosh in Simen Chof over there, he's referring to the Gemara of Tes Vav Mabez, which is talking about Palganiz Kaknosa, the Chatzin Nezik is a Knas, and therefore Ingoivim Bebovel. And the Gemara there also says, Itofas Limafkina Minei. There the Rosh is marach about the Dinei Tfisa. And in the middle of there he says, V'yiroi Ali, Shem Boha Nezik Lefnei Bezdin, V'amru Kablo Eidusai, Shem Etzvois Pimenu Hayoim Oymachar, Shelo Yitzienu Miyadi. If a person comes in front of Bezdin and says, the Pliny did something to me which is Mechayiv Min Knas, for example, Pliny's short time was Negeach Maishar, and you know the din is that Chatzin Nezik is a Knas, and we're not Goyven Bavel, but he tells Bezdin, at least accept the Edus about this Hezik, so that if in the future I'll be Typhus, I'll be able to keep what I grabbed. And the din is the Rosh says, and in this case, Ein Bezdin Niskakam Lekabla Edusai. Bezdin are not Mekabla Edus, the Kivan the Ein Don and Dine Knasis Bavel, Gam Ein Niskakam Lekabla Edusai. Since the din of the Bezdin do not dan dine knasas in Bavel, they also are not makabel edus about a chiv knas, even though there is a purpose that if in the future the nizik will grab, he'll be able to keep the object which he grabs. Rather, what should happen, the Rosh says? He says, only after the nizik already grabbed something, then he has to be taver the mazik in Bezdin, and Bezdin tells him that he should bring edim, and if he's able to prove that there really is a chiv knas, then Bezdin will tell the mazik that even though he cannot dan dine knasas, but if you want to get back the item which the Nizik grabbed, you should pay him X amount of money, and then the Nizik will have to give back the item. The Rosh says, this is what it means, Itofa Aslim Mafkina Minei. Now in the Sefer Yamsha Shlaim over here in Ersig in Perek Achoyvel, he quotes the Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh, and he also brings the Rosh in the first Perek, which we just mentioned, and he says that Bishlam on the case of the Rosh over there in the first Perek, we could understand that since it's a Chiv of a Knas, and Bezin cannot dan Dine Knasas in Bovel, so Mel, we also understand that they don't dan this Din Bechlal. They don't accept the Edim, and they don't make a Shuma until the Nizik is actually Typhus. However, the Amshar Shlaima says that this would only apply in the case of a Knas. By a Knas, we understand that there really is no Chiv Bechlal until Bezin makes the Psak about the Chiv. It's not a Chiv which is Chal Melo just because the Hezik happened, and only because Bezin Paskin that there's a Chiv, that's what creates the whole Chiv Knas. And therefore, we can understand that since Bezin cannot Paskin Dine Knas is in Bavel, we don't start being Dan Bechlal on the whole Din Torah. However, the Amshar Shlaima says, what about in a case where Bezdin it's a Chiv Mammon, it's not a Chiv Knas. However, it's a type of Chiv Mammon which the Dayanim and Bavel do not paskin. For example, like Eir Gemara says, if it's something which is Loi Shchiach, we don't dan in Bavel. For example, Chavolos, we don't dan, even though that's Kipshuta, a Chiv Mammon, not a Chiv Knas. Still, since it's something which is not Shech, we don't dan it in Bavel. Over here, the Amshar Shlaima says, since it's a Chiv Mammon, the moment the Hezek is done, there actually is a Chiv already. You don't need Bezdin to create the Chayv by Paskin in the Gemar Din. Over here he says the Chayv of the Pashas would be that we should accept the Eidos and we should make the Shuma since we know that there's a strong possibility that the Nizik will be Typhus. The Amshar Shlaima says that the Nizik does Kol Tatztiki Ba'ilom. He uses all possible strategies to get away something which belonged to the Mazik. And since we know that that's going to happen, so we should down already now to Paskin how much is the Nezek to make the Shuma now ready so that in the future if the Nizik will grab, he'll be able to keep what he grabs. In this case, there's no svar to say that Bezdin should not dan Bechal, because it's not that Bezdin have to create the Chayiv, like the case of a Knas. Here we should be done right away, how much the Nizik will be able to keep if he grabs. And based on this, the Amshar Shlaima concludes that the Pashas would be that in Ersugyo, when Rava said Zilu Shaimu Ka'avdo, the Pashas like Rashi and the Rif, that he meant to say that you should make the Shuma now ready, even before the Nizik was Typhus. Now the truth is, the Amshar Shlaima was difficult to understand. It seems like he understood Ersugyo is not a Chayiv of Knas, and the Pashas is not like that because the case of Tur, the Olas Yodi Diyanuka, is not a case of Shein Veregel. This is something which is Meshuna, and the Chiv would be Chatzinezek, which we hold as a Knas. If so, like the Amshar Shlaima himself says, that in the case of a Knas, it's more mustabit to say, like the Rosh, that Bezin do not dan Bechlal until actually the Nizik is Typhus. In the Sefer Agelus HaShachar from Ab Steinman Shlita, he points this out, that the Amshar Shlaima apparently learned that Gemara, not like the Pashas. He does point out, however, that the Lashon of the Gemara is a bit mashma like the Amshar Shleima, because the Gemara asks, "Vamaru d'omer kol nishim ke'eved in gavin oisib b'bavel." That was the Gemara's kasha on Rava, when Rava said that in this case of olis yodid the yenuka zil shemu ka'avdo. The Gemara asks, from now which Rava himself said, "Kol nishim ke'eved in gavin oisib b'bavel," why did the Gemara not ask from the cloud which was Yadua that in gavin knosis b'bavel? That would have been a simpler kasha. If the case over here is like the Pashas, that it's a case of Karen, because it's Meshuna and the Chiv would be Chatzin Nezek, that's a Knas, and the Gemara could have asked from that. This would be much like the Amshar Shleima, that this is not a case which is Meshuna, and the Chiv would not be Chatzin Nezek, and it would not be a Knas. But Akapayim, this is the story of the Amshar Shleima, to be Mechai between the case of a Knas, and the case of Momin, which Bezdin and Bavel are not done, even though Bezdin are not done those cases, but since it's a Chiv of Momin, it would be Mestarber to say that we can already accept the Edom and make the Shuma even before the Tfisa of the Nezek. Now, based on this Svar of the Amshar Shleima, we can answer a kasha that the Rosh himself asks in the first parak. This also is brought in the Sefer Eliyahu HaShachar. The Rosh proves, like he's saying, the Bezdin do not dan bechlal, they're not mekabel edim, until actually there is a tefisa of the Nizik. He proves this from the Gemara over here on the Pidarum and Beis. The Rav says, Ein mur bebovel. Since the din is that a negich of a tam is not mechayiv chatzin nezek in Bovel, so we're not going to go to Bezdin. The Rosh understands this means to say, and since we're not going to Bezdin, so Bezdin will not have ha'odah b'fnei the Bailim, therefore the shark can never become a mu'id. And he says, l'chair, if the din would be that even though Bezdin cannot be gave the knas, but still will be mekabel the edus and make the shuma, so why is it that the shark cannot become a mu'id? After each negicha, you'll bring the shark time to Bezdin, even though Bezdin will not be gave the knas, but still Bezdin will down the case for the purpose that if the nizik is teifis later on, will allow him to keep what he was teifis. If so, it would be shaykh for the shark to become a mu'id. Because after each negicha, Edom come to Bezdin to be made on the negicha, in case there will be a tefisa later on. From here, the Rosh proves that you don't dam b'chlal on the whole din Torah, you don't bring Edom, and if that's the pshat Gemara, that's not shaykh for the shor to become a mu'id. And the chad, this would be a kash on the sheet of Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif hold, as we saw, that you do come to Bezdin, you're made right away. That's what Rav meant to say, that you should make a shuma, in case there possibly will be a tefisa later on, you make the shuma now already. And the chare, this will be kasha according to Rashi and the Rif. What does the Gemara mean to say that it's not shaykh for the shor to become a mu'id? If we bring Edom and make a shuma right away because of a possible future tefisa, then why is it not shaykh for the shor to become a mu'id? However, we can answer this kasha based on the Amshar Shleima. The Amshar Shleima is mechayv between cases of knas and cases of mamin. The Gemara namenaf who tur the olas yodid the yenuka. The Amshar Shleima understood it's a chiv of mamin, not a chiv of knas. And even though it's a case of Niske Adam Bashar, and therefore the Yonim and Bava will not down this case, still Rashi and the Rif held that in this case, the din will be that we make the Shuma now ready, and the Pshat will be like the Amshar Shleima says, since it's not a Chiv of Knas, which does not exist until there's a Gemar Din of Bezdin. The Betzim is a Chiv Mamen, even though Bezdin cannot enforce it. In this case, this is what Rashi and the Rif held, that we'll make the Shuma now ready and we'll accept the Edim. However, based on the Svar of the Amshar Shleima, Rashi and the Rif will be Maskim, that in the case of a chiv of a knas, which the Gemara Mabez is talking about, a short time which is negech, that's a chiv of a knas, that even Rashi and the Rif will be maskim, that we don't accept any edus and bezim, we don't make the shuma, because since it's a knas, the chiv does not exist until there's a Gemar Din, so bezim will not dan on it bechlal until there's actually a tfisa of the nizik. If we understand like this, that Rashi and the Rif will be maskim in the cases of a knas, this will answer the kasha of the Rosh. Here it's not shaykh for the short time to become a mu'id, because we're never going to bring Edom Bechlal to be made on the original Negichais. Now once we mention this Gemara, the truth is there are other ways to learn this Gemara, which would also answer the Kasha of the Rosh. If one takes a look at the Tosfos read over here, he brings Bishim Rashi. This seems to be not like the Rashi that we have, rather he had a different understanding in Rashi. And that is when Rava says, Ein mur b'bavel, the Pshat is, that since the first three Negichas are not Machai of the Bailim, since in Bavel we do not collect Chatzin as a Knas, therefore the din is it cannot become a mu'id. In other words, the only way a shark can become a mu'id is if it's negech in a way which is mechayiv chiyav chatzin nezek, then the fourth negech is mechayiv nezek shalim. If the first three negechas were not mechayiv lemaisa, that will not make the shark into a mu'id. This is a pshat that the Tosfos Rid brings b'shem Rashi. Again, this is not the mashmois of Rashi Bayos. Bayos Rashi says, kivan din megichos tamos loy meisinin leil lebeidino hechi miyad lei. Here Rashi's mashmois, since you don't bring the shark to Bezdin b'chlal, how is the shaykh to become a mu'id if you're not going to bring it to Bezdin? But Al-Gapan tells Vidbar Bashim Rashi that it's not shaykh to become a mu'id if the first three negichas were not machayiv it. And the Tosfos Rid himself argues on this. He asks Akasha and Rashi from the Gemara in the fourth parak on Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there says that a shah which is owned by a chir shayt of a katan, so we're maimed an apotropis, a guardian to watch over the shah. And if the shawl will be negeich three times when it's by the apotropis, then ready the fourth time, the shawl will be mechuyev nezek shalim. And the sug of there is mevu that the first three times there is no chiv of chatzi nezek. The chiv is only if it's negeich a fourth time when it's by the apotropis, then ready there will be a chiv of nezek shalim. And he says that from here we see, even though the first two negichas were not mechayvid, a tashlumen of chatzi nezek, still that's enough to make it into a muid, to be mechuyev nezek shalim the fourth time. If so, the Taisa Rid says the same thing over here, we should be able to say that in Bavel, even though the first two negichas are not going to be mechayvid chatzi nezek, we should be able to bring it to Bezdin and be mechayvid nezek shalim with the fourth negicha. We spoke about this earlier in Daf Lamed Tes, about this klal, that a shor can only become a muid al yidei negichas which are mechayvid. Taisa says such a klal as well in Daf Chav Daud, and when Beis and Dibur Maschal b'makirin, he's talking about a case where a shor was negech, a shor shal hefker, or a shor of a goy, or even a shor which is owned by the Baal Shor himself. Since with these negichas, he's not mechayiv chatzi nezek, Taisa brings b'shem the read that shema, perhaps in this case, then is that the shor will not become a muid, since the negichas were not negichas on mechayivis. And the same kasha that the Taisa read asks in Hasugya on Rashi, which he had, would also be kasha on Taisa's and Daf Chav Daud Amud Beis. However, in Daf Lamed Tes, we mentioned that the Shita brings b'shem the Ra'ah of Svara to be mechalik, that in the case of Taisvis, where the shor is negeach, a shor of hefker, a shor of hegdish, or the own person's shor, there is no mechayiv bechlal. This is a negicha which did not create any chayiv for the hezek. There, Taisvis holds that such a negicha will not make the shor into a muid. Mashenkin, in the case of on Daf Lamed Tes, there the shor was negeach in a way that really it should be mechayiv. It's just that since this shor is owned by a chayiv shayt v'katan, we cannot be mechayiv the bailim, there's no way to be goyve for this chiyuv. That is b'etzma negicha which is mechayiv, and therefore those negichas can't make the shor into a muid. This would answer Tosfos on Daf Chav Daud Amud Beis. However, the Rashi in Ersugya, which the Tosfos Rid is asking on, for that would not be a teretz, because the Ersugya is also talking about a case where the shor is negech in a way that a b'etzim should be mechayiv. Just since it's in Bavel, we cannot be goyve k'nas in Bavel, the mice we cannot collect for this chayiv. But since it's b'etzma a negicha which is mechayiv, the same should apply just like on Daf Lamed Tes, where the shor is owned by a chayr shayt v'katan, the negichas can make it into a muid. L'chayr in that case as well, the negichas in Bavel, which be'etzim are negichas on mechayvos, that also should be enough to make it into a muid. Akapanim, we're left with a kasha on this pshat that the Taisa Rid brings b'shem Rashi, but Akapanim, if we do go with this pshat, it would also be a teretz on the kasha that the Rosh asked in the first parak. The Rosh asks that if you'll say like the tzad that when a short time is negich in Bavel, even though we cannot be goyve the chatzi nezek, still we do a shuma immediately and we accept edim. And the purpose would be that if in the future the nezek is typhus, we'll be able to keep what he grabs. And the Rosh asks if that's true, what is the pshat in the klal of Rav that ain't muid b'bavel? If we're coming to Bezin and Bezin are making the shuma and being mekabel edim, why isn't that enough to make the shor into a muid? According to this pshat that the Taisa Rid brings b'shem Rashi, the Gemara never said that the reason why the shor does not become a muid is because we're not coming to Bezin and Bezin are not downing on the case. Even if we would come to Bezin and Bezin would dan, because the nizik may possibly grab something in the future, still that would not be enough to make the shor into a muid, because these negichos were not negichos on mechayvos. Since the mice of Bezin cannot be mechayv chatzin nezek, because ain't goyve knosses b'bavel, therefore these negichos would not make the shor into a muid, regardless of whether we come to Bezin and Bezin dan on the case, in order to dan what will be if there's a tfisa. Now there is another machal understand Rava when Rava says ain't muid b'bavel, and as the Taisa Rid himself brings a different pshat, he asks the Kashin Rashi's pshat, and because of that he says his own pshat, and that is the reason why Ein Muid B'Bavel is, because in order to make the shor into a muid, you need a ha'oda b'fnei bezdin, and dafka bezdin of smuchim. That's what Rav means, it's not shaykh for the shor to become a muid, because it's not shaykh to have ha'oda b'fnei bezdin smuchim in Bavel where there are no smuchim b'chlal. This contributes to the third pshat in the sugya. Again, we said the pshat that the Taisa Rid brings b'shem Rashi, and that is the reason why it's not shaykh to become a muid, is because the negichos are not negichos and mechayvos. And the Rosh Lachar understood the reason why it's not shaykh to become a muid is because you're not coming to in front of Bezin to dan on the case. That's how you prove that you're not going to dan even legabi a future tfisa. If you would dan on a future tfisa, that would also be enough to make the shor into a muid. This is the pashas according to the gifts that we have in Rashi. Now, like the Taisa Rid, Rashi says, "Kivin dem gichos the tamois le meisin le lebedina heichem yair le." That's the chayal derech the Rosh that if you're not coming to Bezin mechlal, it's not shaykh for the shor to become a muid. Now you have the Taisa Rid himself, who's mashma a third mahalach, that even if you would come to Bezdin, if you'd hold that you come to Bezdin even before the Tvisa, Bezdin will dan what's going to be if the Nizik will be Taifis, still that would not be enough to make the Shor into a Muid, because these Dayanim are not Dayanim Smuchim. And the Ram seems to also say, Al-Derech, this Taisa Rid, in Perek Hechach Sanhedrin, Alocha Yud Beis, the Ram says, when we play Ma Ein Muid B'chus Laretz, There is no Bezdin Smuchin in Chutz Laaretz, therefore it's not Shayach for the Shor to become a Muid. The only Bezdin Smuchin is in Eretz Yisrael. And he continues, L'fikachim hayu Bezdin b'chutz laaretz, if it happens to be that the word Dayanam Smuchin in Chutz Laaretz, k'shem shem donim dine knosis b'chutz laaretz, the same with these Dayanam Smuchin can't dan in Chutz Laaretz dine knosis, kach me'idin esa behim b'fnehim b'chutz laaretz. So too, we could be made in front of them and make this Shor into a Muid. So now I'm saying clearly that Derech L'Tayis is Rid, the reason why it's not shach to have a muid in Bavel is because you need Dayanam Smuchim to be made in front of them in order to make the shor into a muid. Now as far as this last point, which we see in the Tosfos Rid and the Rambam, in order for a shor to become a muid, you have to have an edus in front of Bezdin Smuchim. It would seem l'cher that the Rosh is not masking to this, because the Rosh wanted to prove that when a shor time is the gech and there should be a chiv v'chati nezek, in Bavel you don't come to Bezdin Bechlal, they don't dan on the case, even though the nezek may possibly be typhus, they only dan after the nezek is typhus. You prove that from now which the din is the aim muid b'bavel, the Rosh understands it means to say you don't come to Bezdin b'chal. If you would come to Bezdin, then why does the shor not become a muid? And the Rosh is mevur that you don't need a Bezdin smuchim. The Rosh is mashma that if the ma'aseh you would come to Bezdin, and Bezdin would then to pass what's going to be the din if the nizik will eventually be taifis, that din would be enough to make the shor into a muid, even though the dayanim and chutz laaretz are not dayanim smuchim. L'chair he argues on the Tosfos and the Rambam, he also that even dayanim who are not smuchim could be enough to make the shor into a muid. This would seem to be the shita of the Rosh. However, it's difficult to understand why would you not need a Bezdin of Smuchim? The same way the Gemara says that all Dinim Amoris need a Bezdin of Smuchim. As Rashi says in the Tabdi Ramaschel, Elohim B'inon, Rashi explains that all the Dinim and Parashas Mishpatim, all the Negichos, all the types of Hezek, the Pasuk of Mir says, Ad Elohim Yover Dvar Shneim, which tells us that you need Dafka Bezdin of Smuchim. If so, the Chayr, the Ha'odah of Tam would also need a Bezdin of Smuchim in order to make it into a Muid. If so, what would be the Pshat in the Rosh? And perhaps we could suggest, this is a chiddush, maybe we could say the pshat on the Rosh is like this. The Bezdin, really, there's another kash on the Rosh. The Rosh was trying to prove that before the nizik is taifis, you don't dan the din, because if you would dan, then that would be enough to make the shor into a muid. And the kash is, ein chinami, you don't dan before the tfisa, but since the Rosh himself says that after the tfisa you do dan, you bring edim and they're made on the negichos, so why isn't that enough to make the shor into a muid? So in other words, how could Rav say, kal ein muid bebavel, which is mashma that it's never shaykh to become a muid, if for three times it happened that the shor was negeach and the nizik was taifis, then in this case the shor should become a muid. This is a kasha on the Rosh. One perhaps could be madcha, this is leishchiach, that there should be three negichas and each time there was a tfisa, but it still would be difficult. And Rava's mashma is saying a klal ein muid b'bavel, that it's never shaykh for shor to become a muid. So to answer this kasha, perhaps we could say that if one takes a look carefully in the lashon of the Rosh, this is the Rosh in the first parak in Simon Chof, he explains what happens if the Nizik is Taifis. So then already Bezdin tell the Nizik that he should bring Edim. And the Lashon of the Rosh is, Ve'im yirah l'dayonim shebedin tofas, ayim l'mazik ein anu donin l'chayev v'chaknas, avlam tirtzi lifta ismashu tofas v'shulcha, tein l'kach v'kach momen. The Mashmois of the Rosh is that we're not really danning the din, even though the Rosh says that we tell the Nizik to bring Edim, but he doesn't say that we have a Kabbalah Seidus, and he doesn't say that we have a Psak Bezdin. Rather, the Lashon of the Rosh is that if it seems to the Dayanim that the Nizik was Taifis Kedin, then they tell the Mazik that even though we can't really dan a din of Knas, but we'll suggest to you that if you want to be paid to the item which the Nizik took, you should pay him X amount of money. The Rosh is mashed that even after the Tfisa, Bezdin are not really making a din. As the Rosh is clearly that they tell the Mazik even though we can't be dan on this because this is a Knas, we don't have a schos to be dan, still they suggest to the Mazik how much he should pay the Nizik. If so, we can understand that these negichos will not make the shor into a muid, since Bezdin never has l'maisa kabbalas edus, they don't really dan if there was a negicha over here, and therefore the shor will not become a muid. Now if so, what did the Rosh mean to prove that it's not shach that there's a kabbalas edus before the tfisa, because then that kabbalas edus would be enough to make the shor into a muid? The chair of the pshat would be that the Rosh is saying, the Mishnah if the ready was a tfisa, so the whole din of Bezdin is just to tell the mazik how much he should pay the nizik to get back his chayfetz. They're not really being mekabel the edim, and it's not really a psak din about the chi of knas, and therefore here we understand that this would not be enough to make the shor into a muid. However, if the din would have been that even before the tfisa Bezdin dans, so it's not the pshat that they're danning on the tfisa. If there is no tfisa yet, it's not shach to dan on that tfisa. Rather, our karcha would have to be that we'll be mekabel the edim. It would be a real kabbalas edus, even though Bezdin are not going to collect lemaisa. The purpose of this kabbalas edus is if there'll be a future tfisa. But Akpanim, if there hasn't yet been a tfisa, then it would have to be a real Kabbalas Eidos. And that Rosh Lamaisa says you cannot do, because Kivan de ain donen dine knosses bebovel, gam ain niskakan lekabale dusoy, which the Chayim means to say that since they're not Bezdin of Smuchim, The only way they would be able to mekabel the edim and dan is b'shlichusay kavdinon, or shlichus of deyonim smuchim, that they can't do because ain't neskakim for a chiv of knas. And here the Rosh was proving that if the din would have been that you are neskakim, you can't be mekabel the edim, and the third way it would work is b'shlichusay kavdinon. Then the din would be that the shor would become a muid, since there is a kabbalas edus in front of deyonim who are acting b'shlichus of the deyonim smuchim. So if so, it's not mucha that the Rosh would argue on the Tosfos read. The Rosh would be masculine in order for a shor to become a muid. You would have to have a kabbalas edus in front of bezin of smuchim, or in front of the yonim who are acting b'shlichos of bezin of smuchim. That's how the Rosh was proving that there's no kabbalas edus before the tfisa. And even though, as we're explaining, after the tfisa, the din is you can't be makabel the edim. That's not really a kabbalas edus. It's only to clarify how much to tell the mazik that he should pay the nizik in order to get his item back. Therefore, since there's no kabbalas edus, they're not acting b'shlichos of the yonim smuchim. That's not enough of a kabbalas edus to make the shor into a muid. So to summarize, we had a machoikus Rashi and the Rif, Kenega the Rosh, in this case of the Gemara of Allah Siyadu Di Inuka, where Rava said to go make a Shuma, and the Gemara explains that Rava meant in the case of Di Tafas, Rashi and the Rif were mashma that you make a Shuma now ready, because in the future the Nizik may be Taifis, and the Rosh says you only make the Shuma after the Nizik is ready Taifis. We saw the Yamshar Shlaima, he understood this case of the Gemara, Allah Siyadu Di Inuka, is not a case of a Shar Tam, which is a Chiv of a Knas, rather it's a Chiv of Mammon. And even though it's Niske Adam Bashar, which the Dunam and Bava cannot dan, but a Tvisa of a Nizik will work, and the Amshar Shalim understood that Rashi and the Rif could be maskim, and in the case of a real Knas, then Bezin will not dan before the Tvisa. Only in this case, where it's a Chiv Mamin, that's the Rashi and the Rif hold that Bezin will dan already even before the Tvisa. Based on this, we said you can answer the Kasha of the Rush. The Rush in the first parak asks, for the Gmanum and Bez, which is Mavur, that's not Shaykh for a short time to become a Mu'id in Bavel, if the Din will be the Bezin dan's the case even before the Tvisa, why is it not shaykh for a shor to become a muid? And we said one time you could say based on the Amshar Shleimer that in this case, which is a knas, even Rashi and the Rif were maskim that you're not going to dan until after the tvisa. And furthermore, we said that there is a whole different pshat digmar vein muid bebavel, the pshat that the Tais of Rid brings b'shem Rashi, that negiches which are not negiches and mechayvis will not make the shor into a muid. And finally, the Tais of Rid himself has a pshat. The reason why it's not shaykh for a shor to become a muid is because since you need a dayanim smuchim to be mekayel the edus in order to make the shor into a muid. In Bava, there's no Deinam Smuchim. And now we said that maybe really the Rosh is masking to that. The only way a Shor could become Mu'id is if there's an Eidus in front of the Deinam Smuchim. And what the Rosh meant to say is, if you can be Makab the Eidim even before the Tvisa, then it would work as if they're danning on the case itself, and we have to work with Shlichusay Kavdina and B'Shlichus of the Deinam Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, and then that already would be enough to make the Shor into a Mu'id. Now shaken after the Tvisa, then even though Bezin hear the Eidus, but it's only to know how to deal with the Tvisa itself, it's not considered a proper Eidus, and it's not being done by shlichos of the Deonim Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that type of Kabbalah Seidus would not make the Shor into a Mu'id. Now, continue on, the Gemara has a shakel of Tari over here about what kind of Dini Mammonis Deonim and Chutzlarts in Bavel were able to paskin. Since the Din is that all Dini Mammonis really need Deonim who are Mumchim and Smuchim, and in Bavel there was no Smicha, so Basim they should not have been able to paskin any Dini Mammonis. However, the Gemara says that there's a klal of Dinan Shlichusayu. The Dayanim and Bavel were able to serve as shluchim of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they were able to paskin certain dinim. And Lamaskana said Gemara, the klal is that Avdinan Shlichusayu only be milsa de shchicha of isbei chesaron kis. That two tanoim, it has to be something which is shchiach, and something which the Teveya had a hefsid, only in these cases we say Avdinan Shlichusayu. Now when the Gemara introduces this concept of Avdinan Shlichusayu, the Gemara says, Midi dehavi ahidois vahalvois. And Rashi explains this is referring to the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, which says that Dinei Torah about Hoidois v'Halvois do not need Dayanim Mumchim, and the Gemara says the reason is Shloitein Al Delos b'fnei Lavin. There's a very important Machoikas Rishonim over here, Machoikas which is Negev very much in the beginning of Sanhedrin and in Arsugya as well. And that is the Gemara over there says that which the Mishnah over there, the first Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah lists different Dinim which require a Bezin of Shloisha. And the Mishnah begins, Dine Mamris B'Shleisha, Gzeilis V'Chavolais B'Shleisha. And the Gemara of Bezim and Bez explains that what the Mishnah means to say is that not all Dine Mamris are the same, and Gzeilis V'Chavolais are coming to exclude Hoidois V'Havolais. The Gemara explains this means to say that Gzeilis V'Chavolais need Dayanim Mumchim, but Shenkin Hoidois V'Havolais, they do not need Dayanim Mumchim. The Gemara of the Behemshach explains, what is the Chilik? The Gemara says, really, Minat Torah, even Hoidois V'Havolais also should need Dayanim Mumchim. However, Kadesh L'Tinel Delos B'Fnei Lovin, to make it easier for a person to borrow money, if the Mav knows that when he comes to be Tevei the Loiva for the Chayv, he doesn't have to go Dafka to a Bezin of Mumchim, he'll be quicker to lend money, and therefore, for the benefit of the loivin, we say that the din is hagdolas havois did not require a bezin of mumchim. And the Gemara does not mention anything about shlichu sayik havdinon, that there's some din specific about bavel. The mashmais of that Gemara is that even in Eretz Yisrael, where there are dayon and mumchim available, still they wanted to make it easier for the malve. Therefore, they say the malve does not have to take the loiv of dafka to a bezin of mumchim. Now, the shita of Tosfos, both over there in Sanhedrin daf gimel amud aleph and dibur maschal shloitin al delas, as well as over here in daf peidal amud beis and dibur maschal inami, Tosfos understands that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says shloitin al delas b'fnei lovin, even though it doesn't mention anything about shlichu sayik avdinon, but l'maisa that's the way it works. When the Chacham made this takana, that hagdolas havois now require a bezin of mumchim, the way it works is the koyach that the bezin of hadyotis have to paskin is also based on the fact that they're going to be doing the shlichos of the bezin of smuchim. Tais is basing this on Er Gemara over here and Peidalom and Beis. The Gemara over here says, the real dayanim and bavel, since they're not smuchim, they should not be able to paskin any dinei mamonis, even shor b'shor, the Gemara says, or shor b'odom. The dinim which the Gemara bring at the bottom of the omer b'shem ravo that we do paskin in bavel, the Gemara says even these dinim should be a problem because we don't have dayanim smuchim. The Gemara says at the top of the omer, how does it work? Because shlichu sayu kav dinon. And the Gemara says midi dehavi ahaydois va'avois. Tais understands this to mean that referring to that which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf beis and medbeis that ahaydois va'avois are different than gzeilus v'chavolois. Gzeilus v'chavolois need dayanim smuchim. Ahaydois va'avois do not. And Tais understands that the Gemara means to say, how do we pask in ahaydois va'avois if we don't have dayanim smuchim? It's because of shlichu sayu kav dinon. Now even though the Gemara over there does not mention shlichu sayu kav dinon, all that the Gemara over there says is that there's a takana shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin. So Tais understands this means to say, Echami, the reason why they made a takana is shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin. How l'maisa does it work? How can Besdin paskin, if the Torah says you need dafka dinam smuchim and these dinam are not dinam smuchim, the way it works is because shlichu sayik of dinon, they're working as shluchim of the dayanim who are smuchim. In other words, according to Tais, these two Gemaras really are one and the same. The Gemara in Sanhedrin which says that there's a takana shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin, and for that reason, all haidoyos avoyos do not need a bezin of smuchim. And the Gemara here in Baba Kama which says, how do dayanim in Bavel paskin if they're not smuchim? The Gemara says shlichu sayik av dinon. This is all really the same takana. In other words, according to Tosfos, it's not really something special about dayanim in Bavel. Even dayanim in Eretz Yisrael who are not smuchim have to come on to this same takana, and they also have to paskin based on shlichu sayik av dinon. That's how they paskin in Eretz Yisrael hagdolas v'avoyis, and in Bavel as well. In Bavel there are no smuchim v'chlal. Ragapana, the dayanim in Bavel and the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael who are not smuchim, they are working with the same din. It's all because of this takanat shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin, and it's also based on shlichu sayik av dinon. I tell you this before, that even though the whole takana of shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin l'cher does not apply by hezek, and hezek is before that shar b'shar and shar b'odom, the dayanim in Bavel can paskin with shlichu sayik av dinon, even though there's no shloitin al delos b'fnei lovin over here. So Tais of Lenz and Hedges Mavur, that Shloitin al Delos b'fnei lovin is lav dafka, and there are all types of dini mamris. He says, for example, Ksubas Isha, Yerushais, Matonais. Whenever there's a tfi about one of these dinim, this is also included in the takana that you don't have to go dafka to a bezin of smuchim, you can go to a bezin of edyotis. The lashon of Tais is Kadesha tin al delos b'fnei gazlonim. The same way we make a takana b'fnei tikkun ha'olam, Shloitin al Delos b'fnei halovin, make it easier for people to borrow money. So too, we also want Kadesha Tin al Delos b'fnei gazlonim. People should not steal from each other. This is also necessary for Tikkun Olam. And it's included in this takana that you could go to a bezin of hadyotis, you don't need a bezin of smuchim. And the Achrayim explained the same applies to dinin nizakim as well. In order to make sure that people are careful not to be mazik each other, this is also included in the takana. You don't need b'dafka bezin of smuchim. The only exception is, as the Gemara says, gzeilis v'chavolis. That is the mission in the beginning of Sanhedrin to prove that you do need a bezin of smuchim. And the pshat is, Tais understands, this is based on Er Gemara over here, which says you only say shlichu sayik av dinon by something which is shchiach, and gzeilis, which means actual robbery, as opposed to, for example, trying to get out of paying a loan, or a person trying to take more than his chelik in Yerusha, those cases are more shchiach, but gzeil mamish is not shchiach. And therefore, as Er Gemara says, milsud l'shchicha, the Rabbanan did not say this takana that av dinon shlichu sayu. Now, based on this understanding of Tosfos, Tosfos asks a number of kashas from different Gemaras where we see that dayanim and bavel were dan dine gzeilis. So again, even though Er Gemara doesn't say anything about gzeilis, Er Gemara doesn't say whether it's shchiach and is included in avdin and shlichu sayu or not, but since Tosfos understands that Er Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin are one and the same, and the Gemara over there says that gzeilis v'chavolis require bezin of smuchim, Tosfos understands the pshat because it's l'shchiach, and therefore lo yavdinu shlichus hayu. And therefore he's asking, there are places that we see that dayanim and bavel were dan dinei gzeilis. And Rashi has an entirely different shita in these two sugyas. Rabbi Kreger in the beginning of Sanhedrin is marich about this shita of Rashi, as well as the Maram, and they quoted Rashi in Sanhedrin daf yud gimel amud beis. Rashi over there is clear that these two sugyas are not related b'chlal to each other. There's one takana which the Gemara speaks about in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and that is the takana by Haidoras Valvois, specifically, Shalitel Daos Bifnei Lovin. Rashi's Bivur, he holds not like Taisis, this does not extend to other types of dinim aminis. Mazik would not be included in this. And this is the chiddush that the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin between Haidoras Valvois and Gzeilus Vachavolois. The reason why Gzeilus Vachavolois we do not dan when you don't have a bezin of smuchim has nothing to do with the fact that Gzeilus Vachavolois are loishchiach. Rather, because the Gemara there says a specific takana dafka shlitin al delos b'fnei lovin. And that takana was that lav dafka in Bavel, it was even in Eretz Yisrael, even though the word dayanam smuchim around, still it made a takana that as far as the delos v'alvois are concerned, you don't have to be matriach to go dafka to a bezin of smuchim, you can even go to a bezin of adyotis. Mashenki in other dinei mominis, there you have to go dafka to a bezin of smuchim, which they did have around in Eretz Yisrael. Our Gemara is referring to something entirely different. Agmar is talking about in Bavel, Dafka Bavel, not Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, the word of Dayanam Smuchim Bechlal. Therefore, if we want to dan Dine Mamanis, the only way we'll be able to do it is to go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Chachamim are misakin that the Dayanam and Bavel can be dan Dine Mamanis, even though they're not Smuchim, and this is based on Shlichusayu Kav Dinan. So again, according to Rashi, the two Gemaras are unrelated. Agmar is talking about Dafka and Bavel, and this is working with the concept of Shlichusayu Kav Dinan. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where the word Dayanam Smuchim around. And even though there were, we were not mechayv you to go dafka to a bezin of smuchim by hadoras v'avoyis kadei shalitin al delos b'fnei lovin. According to Rashi, that Gemara doesn't say anything about shlichusayi kav dinon. It could be that takana doesn't have to come onto shlichusayi kav dinon. The takana over there did away with the requirement of bezin of smuchim for dinei hadoras v'avoyis, and the dayanim who are hadyotis and paskin those dinim, they don't even have to come onto shlichusayi kav dinon because there is no din b'chlal anymore that you need dafka bezin of smuchim. Now, according to Rashi, obviously the kashas that Taisus ask, all the Gemaras where we find that the Yonim and Bavel were dan dine gzeilis, according to Rashi, that's not a kasha b'chal, because we never said anywhere that gzeilis are l'shchiach. Rashi could hold that gzeilis are shchiach, and therefore they are included in the klal of most of the shchiach of ispechasar and kis of dinan shlichusayu. Now, just quote another Taisus in Sanhedrin daf Gimel. This again will be a difference between Rashi and Taisus. The bottom Taisus and Gimel Menaf and Sanhedrin. He refers to that which the Mishnah lists in the cases where you need Bezin of Mumchim. The Mishnah says, Nezek v'chatzi Nezek. And Taisa says, what is Nezek v'chatzi Nezek referring to? Taisa says, it cannot be referring to Shar Shahizik Shar, because Taisa says, the Gemara in Baba Kama, which is Agamara says, Shar Shahizik Shar, we are Goyve in Bavel, even though there are no Bezin of Smuchim. It has to be talking about Shar Shahizik Adam, Taisa says. Shar Shahizik Adam then already wolfed with Agamara. Agmar says that in Bavel, there were no smuchim, they did not die in a shar shehizik adam. That's what the Mishnah will mean as well. The Mishnah which says they need dayanam smuchim, that will be talking about a case of shar shehizik adam. Then the mice in the end, Taisa says that you couldn't really say that that Mishnah is referring to shar shehizik shar, because the maskanas of Gemara, Agmar says that both by tam and by yamud, you cannot die in Bavel. A tam because it's a knas, and ain't given knasis with Bavel, and yamud because it's not shaykh for a shar to become a muid. Since the Bezin did not dan dini knosses for the first negichos, therefore will never become a muid. And the maskanas Gemara, the Agamara says, what would be a case where we dan shar shehizik shar? That would be a case of shein v'regel. So according to Ari Maskana, Taisa says we could explain that Mishnah Sanhedrin, which is a bevur that for nezek and for chati nezek you need dafka bezin of smuchim, that fits with Agamara because the mazik of keren that would have to be dafka in Eretz Yisrael. We have bezin of smuchim. Without a bezin of smuchim, you will not be able to dan the mazik of keren. Neither tam nor muid. Now, understandably, this whole Taisus is only l'shitasam. If you all like the shita of Rashi, that these two gemaras are not related, then the kash of Taisus did not begin. The Aush the Mishnah over there is mevur that for the mazik of Karen, both bechatzinezik and bechatzinezik shalom, you need dafka bezin of smuchim. That's not a steer to Arsugyo. The din of that mission that you need smuchim, that's as opposed to haidolos v'avoyis, where there's a special takana of shlitin adelos b'fnei lovin. Any other dinim moments are not included in that. Therefore, you do need the bezin of smuchim. Agamar is talking about specifically in Bava where the word of Dayanam Smuchim Bechlal, that's what Agamar says that Shar Shizik Shar, since it's most of the Shrich of Ispe Chasar and Kis, so Avdinan Shrichu Sayu, this is a Takana Dafka for Bava with the word of Dayanam Smuchim Bechlal, and it's not a steer to the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin. Agapam, this is a fundamental machaikis between Rashi and Taisus, and we'll see that the Ikarai of Taisus is from the Lashon of the Gemara over here. The Gemara at the top of Amad Beis, which says, The pashta of the Gemara would be mashma that Haidoras Vavois also works with the klal of Shlichu Sayu Kavdinon. This is what seemed to be a strong makar to the Shita of Tosfos. And Rekrego explains that in Bedas Rashi you have to explain the Gemara differently. The Gemara says that by Shar Vishar, Vishar Vadam, Shlichu Sayu Kavdinon, Midi Dahavi Haidoras Vavois, Gemara means to say that just like by Haidoras Vavois, we made a takano, over there the takano was Shlichu Delos Pifnei Lovin. That takana was even in Eretz Yisrael with the word Dayanam Smuchim, but the Gemara means to say the same way they made that takana, also in Bavel they should make a different takana that Shlichu Sayu Kavdinon, since there are no Dayanam Smuchim Bechlal in Bavel Tadan, we should do the Shlichus of the Dayanam in Eretz Yisrael. This is how the Kreger says we have to explain with the Asrashi, but it would seem to be a bit dochic in the Gemara. So just take a look at Tosis now. Tosis, as we mentioned, since he holds that Asrigim Babakama and the Sigan and Sanhedrin are one and the same, and since the Gemara there is before that Gzelis v'Chavalis you need Dayanam Smuchim, it was not included in the Takana, and we won't say Shlichu Sayu Kavdinon. And a Karach L'Pshat is, Taisa says, that Gzelis v'Chavalis are loy Shchiach, Nefer does not have the requirements to be included in the Klal of Shlichu Sayu Kavdinon. And Taisa asks from a number of Gemaras which are Mavur that they were done at Dine Gzelis in Bavel. And in that Taisa gives a few Terutim. The first Taisa says, Yesh Litchais, that all of these Gemaras were talking about a case where there already was a Tfisa. Or alternatively, he says, in a case where the Nizik tells the Mazik, Akva Udina Leretz Yisrael. He refers to Gmor Naf Tezvav and Mabez, which is Mavur, that in Bavel they're not able to dan Dine Knossos. The Nizik has the right to tell the Mazik, let's make up a time where we'll go together to Eretz Yisrael to dan the case. And if the Mazik is not masking, he doesn't go along. Then the Gmor says, Mishamtinale, we put him in Chirim. And Taisa understands this means to say that this is a way for the Nizik to force the Mazik to dan. The Mazik will have to be masking to go to Eretz Yisrael. Or alternatively, Taisus understands, this means to say that the Mazik could agree to Dan in Bavel. Then already once the Nizik and Mazik are both Maskim to Dan in Bavel, then the dinners at Dayonim and Chutzlars are able to be Dan, even though they're not Smuchim. And Taisus understands that all of these Gemaras which are Mavur, and Dayonim and Chutzlars were Dan, Dine Gzelois, was all this type of case where the Nizik was able to manipulate the Mazik into being Dan in Chutzlars by telling the Mazik, let's go to Eretz Yisrael to Dan in front of Dayonim and Smuchim. The Tosfos then continues and he brings another pshat b'shem the Yesh Mefarshim. This is a pshat which is a chiddush. Tosfos brings this in Sanhedrin as well. And that is when it says gzilas v'chavolos, we cannot dan unless we have dayanim smuchim. And the pshat says his understanding because it's lavrish leishchiach. It's not two different cases. Rather, it's gzilas ayidei chavolos. It was a robbery by assault. And that definitely is something which is leishchiach, as opposed to all other cases which the Gemara is on Mavur that we dan dine gzilas in Bavel. Those are exilas without a chavala, that's something which is shchiach, and we can dan in Bavel. Only exila which is through chavala, that's something which is lo shchiach, and we cannot dan in Bavel. The lashon of Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz over here, and the Taisa Rosh in Gittin Peiches on Beis has a similar lashon. They say the case is shemakeyu ad shemeniach talisoi etzloi. He hit his friend until his friend gives up his talis. This type of exila is lo shchiach, and we will not dan in Bavel. And the chare of the Hezbro over here is that it's not that it was two separate things, a chavala and exila. If what happened was that he was chayvel b'chaveira, he assaulted his friend, and through that he was able to get access to something and steal it, then the chavala and the gzela are two different things. The fact that the gzela was done after chavala would not make it a different gzela, and since b'derech klal gzela is shchiach, this type of gzela also, we would not consider it lo shchiach, and even the chavalas are definitely lo shchiach, as the Gemara's mavur, and this type of gzela was preceded with a chavala, but we would not put the two meisim together, we would say that on the chavala, we cannot dine him because that's something which is lo shchiach, we don't dine him bavel. But the gzela that happened afterwards, we look at it as a separate ma'isa, and that gzela, we would say that we can dan because gzela is our shchiach. Rather, the pshat over here would be as the lashon of the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, which we saw, shemakeu ad shemeniach talisei etzloi. What happened was not that he hit him and through that he gained access and was able to steal something. Rather, he kept on hitting his friend until his friend willingly gave up his talis. He gave up the talis for the purpose of saving himself from being hit. That's a whole different type of gzela. It's exactly where the chayvah was given over as a means of stopping the chayvah from continuing to hit. That type of gzeilah is lo shchiach, and we are not done in Bavel. Ashenkin, all the other gzeilahs which the Gemara has mentioned as Tosfos brings, those are gzeilahs which are not related to a chavala, and those gzeilahs are shchiach, and we do done in Bavel. Now, just mentioned that the Mukhi Yosef over here also discusses these kashas that Tosfos asks from the Gemara's which we see that were done dine gzeilahs in Bavel, and he answers a little bit different than Tosfos. Firstly, he says, that which we say that gzeilis we do not dan in Bavel, that's dafka ke'en v'yigzol esachanis miyad ha-mitzri. That's a case where a person went outright and grabbed something out of someone's hands. That's something which is lo shchiach, and we do not dan in Bavel. The Gemara's which are mavu that they did dan gzeilis in Bavel. Those are cases where a person didn't grab something away from someone else. Rather, it was a case that he held back something. For example, a shemer who was watching something and he denied that he ever got it to watch. Those are examples of gzeilis which are shchiach, and those gifts we are dan in Bavel. And furthermore, the Megayisiv says, even in a case where there is outright robbery, that which we say that we do not dan gzeilis in Bavel, that's only when the chifetz is no longer around, and the nigzal is being taveya tashluin from the gazlin. There the din is that since gzeilis lo shchiach, we don't dan in Bavel. However, if the chifetz is still be'en, then he says, mechayven oisei lahachzer, we force him to give it back, ve'ein menichin oisei lavar al divrei Torah. We do not allow him to be over a divrei Torah by continuing to hold on to this chifetz, which was gozel. This in Mukayesef brings b'shem the ru'ah. Now, in this last svar of the Mukayesef, the stipend, the Kilos Yaakov in Sanhedrin, the first simon, he's marach very much, what does the Mukayesef mean over here? What exactly is the chilek between a gzela where the chifetz is be'en and a gzela where the chifetz is not be'en? The svar that the Mukayesef says, ein manichin oisei lavar al divrei Torah, the chare that also is true in a case where the chifetz is not be'en, the gazan has a chi of tashlumen, and if he does not pay, he's being over al divrei Torah by not paying back the gzela. What exactly is this chilek of the Nemuk Yosef? I'm going to take a look over there in the stipler. We'll just mention one svar that he says, and that is that there's a difference between a case where the chifetz and nigzal is still be'en. There, besides the tefillah that the nigzal has for the actual maisik zela, and that we cannot dan in Bavel, because that's something which is leishchiach, but besides that, there's another tefillah of mamoni gabach. And the stipler explains the same way the din would be that if Reuven's chifetz somehow falls into the rishus of Shimon, Reuven could come to Shimon and ask for his chifetz back. He could bring Shimon to Beis Din, and if Reuven proves in Beis Din that this chayfetz, which is in Shimon's Rishos, is really Reuven's, Beis Din will pass on the din and make Shimon give it back to Reuven. This is not a tefillah for a gzela. There was no ma'aseh gzela over here. He's just being tevea m'moni gabach. My money is by you. This type of din, this is what the Nebuk Yosef means. This din we will don even in Bavel. And the disciple explains that even though in this case it came about through ma'aseh gzela, and ma'aseh gzela is leishchiach, so one could have argued that this is something which is leishchiach and we won't don in Bavel. Still, the Cyprus says, since the Tzvi is not on the Maisik Zela, the Tzvi just is a Tzvi of a Mani Gabach, and a Tzvi of a Mani Gabach does not necessarily have to be in the case of a Gzela. It could be in cases which are Shchiach, so this type of din, Beis Din will dan through Shlichusai Kav Dinan. This, the Cyprus says, would be as far to be Mechag between a case of a Gzela which is Ben and a case of a Gzela which is not Ben. The Maisik, the Cyprus in the end says that even though this is a good Sfar to be Mechalik, still does not seem to be the Kavana of the Muki Yosef, because the Lashon of the Muki Yosef is, that would be mashed, but the chilik is that in the case where the gzeil is be'en, he's being over an iser by holding on to it, as opposed to a case where the chavitz is not be'en, and that disciple is bothered by the chayr. Either way, there's an iser. Even if the chavitz is not be'en, he's being over an iser by not paying back for the gzeil which he stole. Now, I'll discuss one final point. L'maskar se gemar, the gemar says a klal, they need two conditions in order for dayanim and bavel to dan dine mominis. First, it has to be milsa d'shchicha, and secondly, it has to be something which is ispei chisarin case. Now, B'hamshach the Gemara says that shar b'shar goivim be'bavel, and the Gemara asks him, now what Rava said, shar shehizik ain't goivim eisa be'bavel. And the Gemara explains that Rava was talking about a case of Karen, shar which is doing something which is mishunna, so by tam, there is no chiv, and kapshuti the pshat is, as Rashi says over here, since chatzin ezik is a knas, we aren't goivim knasis in Bavel. And the Gemara says, the mood also is not shaykh to be goivim Bavel, because ain't ha'odah be'bavel, as we explained previously. Now the pashas of the Gemara would be, that the Gemara never meant to say that the mazik of Karen is something which is lo shchiach, rather the Gemara went to say that, well, it's a tam, we cannot be goyve because it's a knas, and ain't goyve knas is be'bavel. And even a shar mur, which is not a chiv of a knas, but some over there, you should be able to be goyve in Bavel. So the Gemara says, ain't mur be'bavel, it's not shaykh for the shar to become a mu'id in the first place in Bavel. And as the Gemara says, even though it is possible for a shar to become a mu'id in Eretz Yisrael, and then bring the shar to Bavel, or it's possible that the Dayanim Smuchim Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, still the Gemara says, since these cases are lo shchiach, therefore even in these cases where the Shar is a Mu'id, still when it's Mazik, we aren't Dan Nechiv Nezik Shalim in Bavel. Now even though we know that the Mazik of Karen is defined as something which is Mishunna, an abnormal behavior of the animal, but still it would be Mashman Nesugi that it's not the Pshat, that something which is abnormal doesn't happen often, rather it could be it is shchiach, despite the fact that it's abnormal behavior, but it does happen often enough to be considered shchiach for Beis Din to dine in Bavel. The reason why we don't dine is not because it's leishchiach, rather as we explained, that if it's a tam, then chatzin ezek is a knas, and it's not shchiach for the animal to become a mu'id. According to this, it would come out that there are really three factors which would cause dayanim in Bavel not to be able to dine a dine mominis. Firstly, if it's leishchiach. Secondly, if it's something which does not have a hefset. And thirdly, even if it doesn't involve a hefsid, and even if it is shchiach, but if it's a knas, like in this example of chatzin nesek, which is called a knas, still bezin will not dam because it's a klal in goyfin knosas bebovel. As we explained, chatzin nesek is something really which is shchiach. As we prove that after the shor becomes a muid, bezin the gemara's mavur, we should have been mechayim nesek shalim. And surely a shor which is a muid is not more shchiach than a shor which is a tam. It's still the gemara's mavur that you would be goyfin bovel. A karach lepshat is that it is shchiach. The reason why you don't dan a muid is because it's not shach to become a muid in bovel. Or the cases where it is shach to have a shor muid in bovel, those cases are l'shchiach, that's why you don't dan. But the actual negicha is not considered something which is l'shchiach. Therefore, a karach, that which is shor tam, which is negiach. We are not going to chati nezik in bovel, the pshat is because it's a knas, and this rule ain't going to be knosses in bovel. The rush over here is meduic like this. When he says the cloud which comes out of maskana se gemara, his lashon is umasik deloy avdina shlichu sayu, el bememoino ubemilsa deshchiach ve'ispei chesaron kis. He lists three conditions. It has to be moment, which means as opposed to knas, and it has to be something which is shchiach, and furthermore, there has to be a chesaron kis. The Papula Charift over here points this out, that according to Rush, there are three conditions. Now, the Rambam, however, would be mashma, he had a different mahalach over here. The Rambam, Parakei, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Tes, he says like this. Ein dun beis din shachutz loretz el dinim ha-metsuyim tamid, v'yesh b'em chesaron kis, kegoyin hoidos v'alvois u'mazik momen chaveroi. Avot v'am she'en metsuyim, אף פי שיש בהם חיסון כיס, כגוין, בהימא שחוב לו בחברתו, הדבר המצוין, אבל אין להם חיסון כיס, כגוין תשלומי כיפל, אין דנן אויסוי דיוני חוץ לארץ. He uses as an example of something which is יש בהם חיסון כיס, but not מוצוי, the example that he gives is, בהימא שחוב לו בחברתו. The lashon chov is clearly talking about a case of the mazik of Karen, where it's נגח בכוונו, and the Rambam says the reason why we are not goyvim בבל is because it's לא שכיח. The Mechaber as well brings this lashon, the lashon of the Rambam, in the first halacha in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. And the Smav there points out that the Torah is mivur not like this. The Torah also brings the cloud that in order for Dayanim and Bavel to dan dinim mamon, it has to be shchiach, and has to be yisbei chesaron and kis. And the Torah says, what's an example of something which is not motzui? He says, shor shehizik adam, that's not motzui, but shor shehizik shor, that is motzui, and we are dan in chutz laretz. However, he says, even though shor shehizik shor is motzui, still, we cannot dan all types of shor shehizik shor, rather only a hezik of shein v'regel. If it's mazik another behima by doing something lahanosoi or doing something derech hiluchai. Now, shenik in the mazik of Karen, the Torah says, that we cannot dan in bovel, because since we hold chatzin hezik as a knas, we cannot dan dine knosos in bovel. And in mu'd, the Torah says, it's not shach for the shor to become a mu'd, and in case where it does actually become a mu'd, those cases are loy shchiach. So the Torah is mavur, not like the Rambam, rather, as we said, the pashas of the sugya. The shor shehizik shor is considered shchiach, even the mazik of Karen, which is kavanosi lahazik, that's also considered shchiach. And the reason why we don't dine on bavel is not because it's loy shchiach, rather because if it's a tam, it's chatzin nezik, which is a knas, and it's not shach to become a muid, only in ways which are loy shchiach, therefore we don't dine on muid either. Now I'll just finish off for now, in the Sefer Yelis HaShachar from Reb Shteinman Shlita, he wants to suggest the mahalach in the Rambam, there's a chiddush, but he says perhaps the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says l'maskono, after Gemara says there are cases where it's shaykh for the shah to become a muid, if the shah became a muid in Eretz Yisrael, then we brought the shah to Chutz Laretz, or if the yonah from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel and were miyayed the shah, in these cases it is shaykh to have a shah muid in Bavel, and the lush of the Gemara is, soif soif milsad le'shchicha hi, v'at amrit milsad le'shchicha le'ko avdinon shlichu sayu. And that Yelis HaShachar wants to suggest that the Ram had a new pshat in this line of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, soif soif milsad le'shchicha hi, the Gemara does not mean to say that these cases of the shah becoming a muid are milsa l'shchicha. Right, what the Gemara means to say that in all cases of a shor being negech bekavano, that's always something which is mishuna, and that's considered l'shchiach. Therefore, we never done in Bavel any case of Karen. Whether it's a shor tam, whether it's a shor muid, it always goes into this call that's a milsa l'shchicha le'avdin shlichu sayu. This pshat is definitely mechudosh, and one has to take a look in the lashon of the Rambam in Parakei Halacha Yud Alef to see if this mahal can actually fit into the lashon of the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.